Well, hello there. I finally decided to get verified. I made the decision last night, but I did not do it until today because it was very late. I didn't feel well, and I hadn't slept yet, so etc., etc. And now I'm here, and I'm officially verified. Woohoo! That being said, I thought maybe it would be kind of a fun little introductory post sort of thing to talk about some of the things that I like. Some of the things that turn me on, that get my cunt wet. You know, that sort of thing. I will say, before I get into any of that, I have posted on another platform before, another website. With lewd audios and such, but I definitely did not want to continue posting there, given some of the things that were being requested of me. And with this, I fully intend on just doing what I want. 'cause it feels more comfortable to do that here than it did with the other platform I was using. So I'm not necessarily a stranger to lewd audios. I'm, I guess, still kind of a novice in my own opinion, but I'll let you be the judge of that, dear listener. Yeah, so I guess we should probably start with what turns me on the most. Physically speaking, when it comes to being touched, I think that having my mouth touched, for example, somebody running their thumb over my bottom lip or just grabbing my chin and making me look up at them, very big turn on. Instantly wet from that, actually. From either of those actions, or both of them, one right after the other, makes me literally feel like I'm shaking, in desperation. I think the most sensitive area on my entire body, including my clitoris, would probably be my nipples. Those are a surefire way to make me start panting like a bitch. So, as far as like places I like to be touched, those are the two weak in the knees places that will just make me a fucking gooey mess each time it happens. I'm also, just in general, a big fan of my tummy being touched because it's soft and sweet and cute, and I just like people squeezing it, or people like just running their fingertips over it too. My thighs, I guess, are another place that I like to be touched, but that is, that's almost, that feels vulnerable to share because that was something that I did not discover until probably the past year or so, and that was due to a partner that I no longer have, which is kind of a bummer. But yeah, let's divert from that fact and go back into things that turn me on. I am very kinky, and I don't say that like, oh, I'm so kinky, I'm kinkier than you. That is definitely not the vibe that I'm going for, but I do have a lot of kinks. They are pretty diversified, I would say. And I'm very open to things. Like, I'm not set in one specific thing that I need to get off every time. Like, it's definitely not me having fetishes, but certainly I have kinks. I guess some of the bigger ones for me, definitely impact play. That is a huge one. I love being manhandled and slapped around and Frankly, the more extreme, the better. I like being punched, kicked, etc. Yeah, I really like getting my ass beat, and the rest of me too. Biting is a big one. I really love when somebody is willing to bite me until it breaks skin. I guess I should probably preface all of this, or should have prefaced all of this by saying I am very much masochistic. I like being in pain. I like when it hurts. I like when I can't think about anything else other than what is causing me pain, and that makes my cunt twitch every fucking time. So whether it's being slapped or just shoved against a wall like too aggressively or kicked in the shin or whatever, like I've literally stubbed my toe and gotten wet before. So it's sometimes a problem when I am not expecting it. But I like pain. I genuinely like being in pain, and it makes me very, very aroused. What else? Oh, I definitely love rope bondage and bondage of all forms, really. Rope is something I've been doing for probably, God, over a decade now. Yeah, it's been over a decade. I don't really know what first attracted me to rope, but really, really love it. I do a lot of self-ties. I've had the pleasure of tying other people up, friends, play partners, actual partners, like romantic partners, etc. And that has always been fun for me. I also love being a little rope bunny and being put into fun little positions by other people and being forced to stay there because I'm tied up and I can't move. That is a big turn on for me, the vulnerability of not being in control of what happens to me after I am tied up or restrained in some way is incredibly fucking hot to me. I think with bondage specifically, my second favorite way to be restrained wouldn't be something like actual cuffs or restraints or anything like that. It would be chain, because it's heavy and it's cold, and you know when it's there, and you can hear it when it moves. You feel and hear every single detail when there is chain wrapped around you, and I just love that. I love it so much. I haven't been chained to anything in a while. It kind of makes me sad. Bummer. But let's not get sad. Let's get horny. I am definitely into forced orgasm and orgasm denial. I'm pretty good about self-control most of the time, but there are definitely moments where I try to challenge myself and then fail. Yeah, I recently, very recently, within the past 24 hours, broke my promise of a 7-day streak to myself of no touching and being a good girl, and I fucking ruined that by listening to an audio from somebody here, actually. I doubt he will hear this, and that is totally fine, but oof, that was quite lovely. I'm still upset about it. Anyway, back to kinks. So, forced orgasm and orgasm denial is where we left off. Yeah, like, I think I'm more inclined to orgasm denial rather than forced orgasms because once I start coming, it's very hard for me to stop. So, being edged or teased is so fucking hot to me. And basically, like, orgasm denial with a partner is what I mean, not orgasm denial by myself, because I can pretty much do that with very few exceptions. God, I'm salty about that. Don't get distracted. Don't get distracted, Chunky. But with a partner, having somebody basically tease me and threaten me with certain things if I let myself come, and then having them follow through when I do is incredibly hot to me. I'm a sucker for being punished because punishment is fun. And no matter how good I am, I will brat my way into something if I need to feel like I'm being punished. So, orgasm denial is a really good way to get me to work hard for something if there is a promise of reprieve at some point in the future. Kind of like the proverbial dangling carrot. Yeah. That is, I guess, another set of kinks. I realize that this is getting long, but I hope you don't mind that I'm just rambling at you. I'm very horny. Also, thinking about all of this. Let's see what else. Definitely a sucker for sensory deprivation. Things as basic as blindfolds or headphones being put in. Those are all great, but I also really, really love speech restriction specifically. Believe it or not, as confident as I may appear in this audio, I actually was not confident at all in my voice and still struggle at times with understanding why people find it so arousing. So, speech restriction is kind of interesting to me because it forces me to either try to be louder in the moment or to just try to be quieter. Depending on the scenario, obviously. Like, if I'm being fucked into relentlessly and mercilessly by somebody with a very beautiful fucking dick. And that includes girl dick, by the way. We stan girl dick around these parts. If somebody is fucking into me almost violently, and I have, for example, like a ball gag in, I almost fight to be louder. 'Cause, like, I want them to hear what they're doing to me. I think that that is half the fun. But at other times, like, if I'm receiving a flogging or a caning or just having my ass beat, it makes me try so hard to be quieter and to not let my partner know that I'm aroused and whimpering underneath this ball gag or whatever the fuck is stuffed in my mouth. So yeah, speech restriction. Let's see what else. I am very much into piss play. More being on the receiving end of that. I have never actually peed on anybody other than myself. And I'm not a person. I'm just a slut. Can you tell that I am also into degradation? But yeah, piss play is super fucking hot to me. The idea of somebody standing over me and basically just saying, "Open your fucking mouth," and draining themselves down my throat is incredibly hot. I have been lucky enough to have that happen a few times with my partner, my husband, my partner. Yeah, those were good fucking times. We should do that soon. Anyway, I also really like when it gets directly in my eyes and makes my eyes burn and sting. Because again, I'm a fucking masochist. But yeah, being a urinal is top tier for me. It's one of my favorite things. Let's see what else. Oh, I mentioned degradation. So, very, very verbal degradation, like being called a stupid fucking cunt or a disgusting little whore, a fucking cow. All sorts of fun things with consent, obviously. Like, if somebody were to just walk up and say that to me, I'd probably punch them in the teeth. But in a sexual, consensual setting, it arouses me very fucking much. A lot, a lot. Oh my god, that's exciting. Just thinking about some things that have been said to me recently. But anyway, I'm completely derailing my train of thought. Don't get distracted, Chunky. Let's see what else. Humiliation is definitely a thing, like being forced into embarrassment is kind of like super fucking hot to me. Being forced to wear very revealing clothing in super inappropriate settings is one of them. And I have massive fucking tits, so my breasts are 44 double D, and they spill out over some of the things that I own if I do not wear the proper bra, or if I don't wear a bra at all, which happens pretty frequently, actually. Because bras suck. Like, my boobies should just be free. Don't you agree? But yeah, being forced to wear, like, a really, really tight, low-cut shirt in somewhere like a church would be super hot, even though I mean, I don't go to church. But, like, even out to dinner, but have it be visibly noticeable that my clothing underneath does not fit. Super hot idea to me. And other scenarios like being fingered in front of people that I'm not necessarily super comfortable with, etc. Oof. Yeah, just like being used by somebody in front of others with their consent, obviously, but like, fantasy wise, that is top fucking tier for me. And also like being degraded about it the whole fucking time. Let's see what else. What else is there? I've dabbled in like, I don't know, clown porn and like just. I really like the makeup and the artistry of it, and then having that artistry absolutely ruined. I really love the idea of men in masks. CNC ties into that one quite a bit, and I really, really love CNC like so fucking much. That also ties into somnophilia, which I am a big fan of. Consensual somnophilia, obviously. Like all of these things, it should go without saying, but it often bears repeating that I would never engage in any of these kinds of behaviors or these kinds of kinks, with somebody that I had not negotiated with and vetted and had some kind of intimacy with. Like I just wouldn't. I don't do that. I think that I've really only talked about like me bottoming because I'm a slutty little fucking pillow princess and I like not being in control. But we have not talked really about any of the things that I like to do when I top. So let's switch avenues a little bit. Oh, Jesus, I just realized this is like 20 minutes long already. So let's fly through some of these. Definitely into pegging. Haven't done it in a very long time. My partner is not interested in it, so I do not do that with anyone. I would like to, and because we're polyamorous, I have the opportunity to, but like, the vibe hasn't been right with the people who have asked, but I'm digressing. Pegging is super fucking hot to me, just being able to bend somebody over and either gently, slowly fuck into them like their first time. I've had a lot of people offer their asshole to me, and I'm just like, oh fuck. Like, let me ruin you, but like gently, sweetly ruin you. Stretching somebody over the course of hours is just, that's the sweet spot for me when it comes to pegging. Yeah, I'm also into like some sorts of feminization, but not in a derogatory or degrading way. Like, I would like to celebrate that and basically make a cute little subby boy my princess slut. Very into that. Very, very into gender bending, etc. Let's see what else here. Oh, I really like eating ass. And not just as like an act of submission, though it can be. I really, really like doing it as a way to kind of control the person I'm with, when they enjoy it, obviously. Again, shouldn't have to say that, but just want to be clear about it. Bending somebody over and spreading their fucking hole open is so hot to me. Like, whispering into their asshole as I'm eating it, like between licks, between slurps against their hole, is just incredibly hot. Yeah, that made my cunt twitch. I also haven't been able to do that in a long time, and I miss it dearly. I really like being with people who are enthusiastic about their submission, and what I mean by that is people who are happy for me to just take the reins and like put them in their place. That is what I strive for, is to be the kind of person that is approachable and like sweet and gentle with them in every other setting, other than like when I'm fucking you. I'm gonna ruin you. I'm going to ruin your holes. I want to break into you in every possible fucking way, and I want you to come so hard that your whole body convulses. Like, that's. And I will take it. If you grant me that access, I will fucking take it from you. So, yeah, that's. I'm gently sadistic, I think would be an interesting but accurate way to describe the way that I enjoy topping. I'm sort of into the like mommy dom caregiver aspect of things, though I do prefer to be called daddy. I don't mind being called mommy. It can be super hot, super fun. But when, even when there's a straight man, referring to me as a caregiver and seeking that from me, my preferred title is still daddy. But that's just me. Yeah, I think like daddy is a gender, and I am it when I top with certain people. Definitely like to do restrictive ties on other people, and like not to the point of causing permanent damage or anything, but like to the point where it hurts them while they're in it. What is that? A Colombian leg tie is one of my favorites, and then forcing them to like get up and walk around while they're in it is so amusing to me, and it makes me so fucking wet, like seeing them dance around from leg to leg and just knowing that it's tightening up around their calf, around their shin, and just laughing at them until I like gently sit them back down and take the tie off. My favorite thing with that actually is to insert bottle caps underneath of it. Yeah, that's super fucking fun to me. Let's see what else. Breath play is another one that is both topping and bottoming for me. Really like being choked, like aggressively choked, not one of those like, I'll gently put my fingertips around your neck. Like, no, I want you to make my face turn pretty colors. And I would like, when I top, to be able to make somebody else's face turn pretty colors. Yeah. I guess I have rambled at you for like almost 26 minutes, so this is me signing off, and if any of you have requests or scripts that you would like me to look at, please just let me know. I'm happy to at least look and let you know whether it's up my alley or not. Yeah. Thank you if you listened this far. It's been a fucking pleasure, and I'm gonna go make dinner. I hope everyone is having a lovely fucking evening.